And here we go.
People,
don't you know?
Places,
don't you know?
Events,
don't you know?
From the campus of Winona State University, KQAL FM is proud to present
Don't You Know?
Now here with Everything Winona is Terry Tunseth and Doug Westerman.
Crowd goes wild.
Yeah, it's just us today, buddy.
Wow.
I know. There was a flurry. You notice how sometimes there's like a flurry of stuff? And
yes.
Then it dies down.
Well, it's not going to die down. It's going to slow down, but it's going to pick it back up in April and right around graduation.
You got
and then
it.
You stroll. Oh, and Great River Shakespeare Festival. Oh, there's Midwest Music Fest.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
That's how it goes.
Oh, well. Let's talk about the here and now.
The here and now. Did you know it's demonstration week at the Minnesota Conservatory of the Arts
for right.
all the young kids of your
and continuing education
types.
Yep.
Your family and friends can come by and watch you do your work and find out what the heck you've learned all week. And the teachers there will give you time at the end of each class period to ask questions.
Got it.
Okay.
So that's happening.
That's happening.
Art Muse is taking place here on the campus of Winona State University. It's from the art department, showcases artwork from students across a variety of majors, and gives the students an opportunity to share their work with the community. You can see that work in the Paul Watkins Hall Gallery Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, 8 a.m. to 4, Wednesday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Okay. The international dinner tickets are on sale.
Mm-hmm.
The ticket office here on campus is open from 1 until 4. Of course, there is an online option as well. Dinner is going to be taking place on Friday, April 11th.
Actually, there's no online option. It's you go buy them in Crisco
really?
Comments. See that? Crisco Commons.
Click here. See. Wow, okay.
Yeah.
You have to buy the tickets here at Crisco Commons.
Right.
I just figured out there was another event I remember talking about, and it had an online option, but this one does not. Anyway, there's a various array of ticket prices, far too many for me to go through.
Okay.
You think we should or not?
I would say they range anywhere from
$8 to $25. The $8 are for the kiddos. The $25 if you're a VIP and you're waiting to buy it at the door.
Right, right. Normally $12.
Yeah.
So that's going on in the lower hyphen, I believe, all week from 1 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
to 4 p.m.
The ticket sales.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, for the international dinner.
You got it. Red Cross Blood Drive is taking place today from 1 to 6 in the B.A. Miller Auditorium, and that's the third floor of the Winona Health Building.
Okay.
Again.
Give so that others may live.
You got it.
Okay. So, but if you're going to give blood, you may need to skip your run walk today. But if you don't, show up for your run walk, part of the Mississippi Medley Group, at 5:30 at the Visitor Center on Huff Street.
Right. You go at your own pace. There is a group leader to make sure nobody is left behind. B9.
Oh, got it.
N24.
Oh, shoot.
G9.
You already said B9.
Yeah, but I'm on G9.
Yeah, but you see...
The numbers never repeat.
Yeah, because bingo, B is 1 through 15.
Ah, you see?
Yeah.
Okay, G30?
Bingo!
Okay, there we go. Taking place tonight at the American Legion at 509 North Chestnut Street in La Crescent, Minnesota. Speaking of which, driving through Iowa this weekend...
Must have seemed like it took forever.
Yes. Heard bingo on the radio. Kind of wondering how they make that work.
You did not.
Yeah, I did too. There is actual video evidence of it. Because Jack Norton, who I was traveling with, because I was with the Zing Hoppers this weekend.
For those of you who can't see us, and you can't, I literally pushed away from the microphone and put my hands on my hips.
You are
because
shocked.
Because I've heard everything on the radio. Volleyball, wrestling, Trading Post.
I've heard the Trading Post as well. I know of the Trading Post.
The O.J. Simpson trial.
So do they?
But never bingo.
Do they pick up the card then from the radio office and then play over the air? Is that how that works?
Couldn't you cheat?
That's what I thought. But John says there's a key for all the cards.
Oh.
So you know what I mean? My husband is
every card
all-knowing.
Yeah. Every card has a code.
Right.
And so then they go, what's your card number? Up, then that's possible to have bingo.
And then hubby had an idea. We should play Battleship on the air every week when you and I do Don't You Know, in case there's a ticket, you know, giveaway. And if they guess your correct coordinates.
If they sink said Battleship, they
win. You got it. You suck my Battleship. Are you ready
for
that?
I suppose we would have to like use our cell phones to take a photo for photographic evidence or something.
I Yeah. Well, I think people trust us.
Hi, Doug and Terry. I want to try J7. Well, Henry, that's a mess. Call in next week. Okay, on we go. Oh, there's a concert tonight.
Yeah.
Is it pronounced Filio?
I think so.
Okay. It's at the Filio Recital Hall on the St. Mary's campus. Gets underway at 7 o'clock. It, too, is a part of the MCA's Music Division Spring Concert.
Free Student Tuesday takes place at the Minnesota Marine Art Museum next Tuesday and every Tuesday.
Like tomorrow, for
right,
example.
Right, exactly. So just show up with your student ID. Developing a case statement for soliciting funds with Laura Eddy takes place Tuesday, March 25th from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. in the B.A. Miller Auditorium. Laura will discuss the importance of developing a strong case statement for your organization as a prerequisite to social funds, socializing funds. Soliciting funds. Sorry, my type is very small here.
It's okay.
To register by email, jbartz with a Z at unitedwayofwinona.com.
Okay, United Way of Winona is long and...
United Way Winona.
Yeah, United Way Winona .org is long and you'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Okay. Every month on the 25th, as it will be tomorrow, okay?
Uh-huh.
All the clothes in the clothes shop at the Winona Volunteer Services is 25 cents.
Holy cow.
Think of the things you could do. I mean, for serious wearing, or if you're in a production in this spring and you just need something, a shirt that's maybe a little too big or a little too small as you're playing a character, go get it for a quarter and
I
help a good cause.
I had to have scrubs for the Follies, you know.
Examples,
so, yeah.
Perfect. Volunteer Services is located, if you don't know, but just a friendly reminder, 416 East 2nd Street.
You go. Emotional Freedom Techniques is taking place tomorrow through April 1st, it says. So 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. at the Winona Senior Friendship Center.
There's jokes that could be made, but I won't.
I'm not going there.
Because I'm above that.
Right. Barely. Learn the tapping way to get over phobia, or it could be taping way to get over phobia. I suppose that's supposed to be cravings, chronic pain, grief, health problems, and more with instructor Elmer Matilia. Tickets for members are $4.
Okay.
454-5212 for more information.
The 79th annual meeting of the Winona County History Center is taking place on Tuesday at 7 o'clock. Carl Johnson, Reed, and John Kennedy will play a classic song with contemporary twists, their timeless songs for today, as well as refreshments. Following the short business meeting, members should watch for a special invitation in the snail mail. Okay, not a member? Join online or stop in the Winona County History Center. Big annual meeting, complete with entertainment.
The Concert of Women Composers, since it is Women's History Month, takes a place on the 26th, and that would be Wednesday, I believe, correct, at noon.
Mm-hmm.
This will be held at the Performing Arts Center and will feature songs and instrumental pieces by women composers from the 17th through 20th centuries. Again, in honor of Women's History Month.
At the Winona County History Center at 12:05 on Wednesday, they will have book chat, and the following title will be discussed, Snowflowers and the Secret Fan. 12:05 Wednesday.
The Elder Network is having an educational event Wednesday from 1:30 to 2:30 at the Winona Family Community Center Activity Room at 1756 Kramer Drive. Understanding communication and challenging behaviors in people who have Alzheimer's disease. Did you know that 97% of a message is understood via our body language, pitch and tone in our voice? People can't see our body language, though, Doug.
Oh, okay.
Therefore, how we say things is so important. This presentation will focus on tips for successful communication with people who have cognitive impairments. So that could be, you know, somebody that you know and love, or maybe you're a caretaker, or maybe you're dealing with that transition into somebody's life.
Perfect for that.
Yeah, that is a good thing to do. There's no RSVP required. Again, it's just from 1:30 to 2:30 over on Kramer Drive on Wednesday.
A little bit of a bias here. My next door neighbor here at work, Dan Eastman, one of the smarter people I know, talented artist, okay?
Mm-hmm.
His exhibit, Before Naming, will be showing this Wednesday from 4 until 7 at the Winona Arts Center. There's kind of a sporadic number of dates that the showing will be taking place, and you can find that out by going to their website.
The Winona Arts Center.
Yeah, so go see Eastman's art.
Free supper on Wednesdays with Wesley United Methodist Church takes place at 5:30 at the corner of Main and Broadway in Winona. It's a free supper every Wednesday from 5:30 to 6:15, and then the supper is followed by faith formation opportunities for anyone ages 3 and up from 6:15 to 7:15. Child care is available for ages 0 through 2, and all are invited and welcome. Here's one that is a challenging topic.
Yes. It's going to take place this Wednesday beginning at 5:30, and it's at the Family and Children's Center, 601 Franklin Street. Okay. And the title of the event is The Teenage Brain. What's going on in there?
I'll tell you what's going on. Funyuns, well, movies, video gaming.
If we could figure it out, we would not be doing this whole 12:30 ditty on Mondays. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because we'd be burning money.
Yeah.
Anyway, come and learn about current research regarding adolescent brain from the Family and Children's Center therapist, Karen Brackenridge, thank you, and Alicia Hengel. This program will include basic overview of how teenage brain is wired and discuss theories behind why adolescents act, think, and feel the way they do. This workshop will help you better understand your teenager, offering more effective ways of establishing boundaries, good idea, and communicating with him and her, always a challenge. Again, it's 5:30 on Wednesday, and the cost is free.
It
okay?
says registration is required in advance to make sure they do not overbook, however.
Space is limited, so call this number right away. 507-494-0900, 507-494-0500.
0900.
That's what I said.
You said 500.
0900. The teenage brain, what's going on in there?
Whom will we ever know? Not much of a descriptor for this. Civic Action and the Library takes place here at Winona State in Stark Room 103. Mm-hmm. 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Class will present Civil Action in the Library with Tammy Owens at Winona State University. You okay there, buddy?
Yep, just clearing myself out a little bit.
Mm-hmm. When Night Becomes Day, Light Pollution and the Loss of Our Night Sky is a discussion with Winona State University geoscience professor Jennifer Anderson, who will speak at the Winona County History Center about this topic on Thursday at 1 p.m. It's about the growing problem of light pollution, focusing on the Winona area and how to preserve the night sky. Kind of interesting.
Kind of interesting, but I'm a big fan of the later days, I got to tell you.
I know.
You know, 7:30-ish nowadays. The Widowed Persons Social Group here in Winona will be meeting this Thursday at 5:30. I'm trying to make heads or tails of where this week's meeting is.
March is taking place at Timbers.
Thank you. Okay. All widows, widowers, and guests are welcome. For carpooling, rides, and other information, call 507-452-8334. I'll give you that number again. 507-452-8334.
One of our favorite local artists, yes. Jamie Harper, is having an artist reception at the Page Theater this Thursday from 5:30 to 7:30. Come and see his new work and celebrate his success.
This is taking place at the Minnesota Marine Art Museum Thursday beginning at 6. River Sojourn, An Adventure in Painting the Mississippi Blufflands. In 2012, Sarah Lubinsky began an 18-month sojourn into the Mississippi Upper River Blufflands, hiking goat prairies, I should say, following cold water creeks, taking in bluff top views, and investigating forest slopes and the life they support. With pencil, charcoal, and homemade ink, wow, she's impressive. She sketched broad panoramas and intimate habitats, returning to her studio to paint from her field drawings. So she started out there and then finished them up at home, so to speak.
Yeah, what's interesting is normally they take a photo. Instead, she'd sketch and then fill out the
sketch. She'd sketch, then paint versus photo and paint.
Yeah.
Okay. The program is free, okay, so you can show up for nothing, thanks to the support of Ernie and Sally
Mizek.
Did you know that for sure?
Yeah.
Oh, perfect. In memory of Bill Gausch?
I'm guessing.
Okay.
I'm guessing on that
so,
one.
That sounds super interesting, and Sarah sounds super talented.
And she'll be there to talk about it, which is great. Off the Shelf Book Club is taking place at none other than The Bookshelf, Thursday from 6 to 7. This book club has been meeting regularly since 2005. Chris, if you're listening, I got to come and pick up my book from you.
Oh, what do you get?
It's about paleo.
Okay.
Yeah. We meet on the last Thursday of every month, with a few exceptions for national holidays. Books are selected 6 months at a time, and book selection generally occurs in May and November each year. Club members receive a 10% off selected in-store titles.
This Thursday, beginning at 6:30, the Minnesota City Community Readers will meet at the former Minnesota City School to discuss this month's book, 11-22-63 by Stephen King. That's
Stephan.
The date.
It says Stephan. Stephan King. I don't know if there is a Stephan King.
Do we hope that's a typo, or am I that stupid?
I'm hoping it's
could
a
go either way.
It could.
You don't have to agree so fast.
No, I mean I'm puzzled.
All readers are invited, regardless if they've read the book or not. So it's November 22nd, 1963, 11-22-63.
Maybe Stephan is his evil.
Yeah. What happened on that day?
I have no idea.
Come on.
I'm horrible with history.
Well, take a guess. Somebody was...
shot?
Yes.
Kennedy?
Yes.
Ah, thank you. I knew it was important.
Somebody was shot?
I knew I was on to something.
Yeah.
CPR recertification is taking place for healthcare providers in the B.A. Miller Auditorium. Again, that's the third floor of Winona Health. Please stop in at HR Staff Development to pick up a book to look over before the class. This is a refresher course, so participants will receive an update on their skills for CPR victims of all ages, including how to use the automated external defibrillator, how to relieve choking, and how to recognize and respond to emergencies such as cardiac arrest. Cost for this class is $60.
Okie doke. This Friday from noon until 4 at Live Well Winona, they are going to have a MinSure open enrollment session. This is just days before the March 31st deadline, before federal penalties could possibly kick in if you do not sign up for health care. Okay. Questions can be directed to Christopher Nierline. Am I saying that right?
I'm going to guess that's correct.
Okay. And here's Chris's phone number. Okay. 612-868-5580. So, if you're having problems, go there. They'll help you out and you'll be up and running, because I guess they are within just a couple thousand of reaching their goal.
And now, here's another event related to that. The Young Invincibles Happy Hour is taking place at Ed's No Name Bar from 4:30 to 6:30 on Friday. Get help getting health insurance. Come talk to a certified MinSure navigator to get signed up before the deadline. Bring your social security numbers for those applying, current income information, and estimate of income for 2014. This is hosted by MinSure at Ed's.
That's a good idea.
It is a good idea.
It all goes back to when the president went between the ferns with, what's the guy's name? Something Garofalo's. I forget his name.
Yeah.
And they've just had a nice spike of young people, and that's what they need to get it done.
Yeah.
CBB, do we know what that stands
Jazz
for?
Jazz Combo, Chatfield Brass Band.
Oh, very
formed
good.
Formed this group in 2011 and decided to bring some jazzy swing tunes to venues around the area.
Like?
They do classic big band music, thus the name CBB Jazz Combo, which includes some blues and bebop. It's an easygoing, fun group of guys who have been playing music for many years together and find the variety of jazz standards in improvising fun and challenging. This event is free and open to the public. Again, that's Friday from 8 to 10 at none other than the Acoustic Cafe. And then you can saunter down to Ed's as Midwest Music Fest presents San Dimas and the Ultrasounds and Ruben. Action there starts at 8.
Action starts at 8.
San Dimas is from Minneapolis. He's coming to Winona to rock out with the Ultrasounds for the first night of their tour. And Ultrasounds is a Winona-based band, I believe, at Ed's. And drink as much as Steel Reserve and humanly possible. Stillwater, Minnesota rockers Ruben are bringing their soulful rock sound as well to complete the trifecta of totally tubular terrificness. Okay, on the 27th, just to let you know, Jillian Ray is playing at Ed's No Name Bar. She's an amazing violinist. She plays with Corpse Reviver and some other bluegrass bands and American Standard bands as well. But she has a new album coming out, and that's March 27th at Ed's.
This Saturday, beginning at 4, the Winona State University Health and Wellness Advocates will offer an opportunity to hang out before the 2014 spring concert. Who's it with again? Do you remember?
Time Flies.
Time Flies, okay. There will be healthy party snacks, mocktails, and a photo booth, and double dare challenges.
Excellent. There's a fiesta dance. Aye, aye, aye. Happening Saturday from 7 to 10:30.
Might I add Ariba.
Uh-huh. With the River City Ballroom Dancers. Okay.
Okay.
The event begins with optional salsa and merengue lessons at 7 p.m., followed by dancing from 8 to 10:30. The dance will be held at the Winona Athletic Club's second floor ballroom on 5th and Mankato Streets in Winona. Admission is $10 per person, $5 for students. Couples and singles of all ages are welcome to attend, and no dance experience is required, Doug. Mm. Our dance incorporates high-energy modern hits and classic standards for your dancing pleasure. More information can be found at www.rivercitydancers.org.
You know, if I hang around the list long enough, I would figure this out, but
right.
It's the UPAC Spring Concert this Saturday at 7 o'clock at McCown Gymnasium. Time flies, and their special guest, D-Pride. I got to tell you,
that's
I'm not familiar.
That's spelled P-R-Y-D-E.
Not that it matters.
Right.
It's pronounced Pride. UPAC at winona.edu for more information. I do believe tickets are still available.
I think so, too. Christopher Gold is performing at the Acoustic Cafe on Saturday from 8 to 10, and he is a Kentucky-born folk musician currently living in Appleton, Wisconsin. He has played with a variety of artists, including Justin Towns Earl, Rodney Crowell, Chuck Reagan, William Elliott Whitmore, and several others. This event is free and open to the public. And then just down the street,
at Ed's No Dame Bar, beginning at 9, it's Honest Monday. Spawned out of decades of numerous musical endeavors, Honest Monday is a unique collaboration of singer-songwriters. Each member of the band truly brings his own musical flavor to the table while maintaining a simplistic approach to complement the collective sound.
Interesting.
Wow.
I'll bite.
I mean,
yeah.
It's hard enough to. Oh, there's a picture of them.
Kind of.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Winona Area Public Schools Japan ambassadors host a pancake breakfast Sunday at 8 a.m. till noon. Our Japan ambassadors are excitedly nearing the April departure date for their trip to Masato, Japan. This final fundraiser will help offset travel expenses incurred as they travel to represent Winona Area Public Schools in Winona. The pancake fundraiser will take place at the Elks Club. Again, that's at 4540 North Service Drive in Goodview. $6 ticket provides pancake, sausage, juice, milk, and coffee. Again, that's 8 a.m. till noon on Sunday.
Keep going.
Flax spinning, the labor of linen or the love of linum. I'm going to take a stab at it. Eustatacium. How's that?
I'll give you a 6.5 out of 10.
Okay, yeah. It looks Greek. It looks Latin.
Mm-hmm.
Latin, okay.
Yeah.
Come join us at the Castle Rock Museum, if you haven't figured that out, to explore how flax plant makes its captivating journey from farm to fabric. After being harvested and dried, the plant is redded and made ready to undergo the process of being broken, scrooched, I'm guessing, combed, and spun. Andrea Mickelbust, an experienced and enthusiastic spinstress, will be giving live demonstrations of the process of turning flax fibers into yarn. As machines have replicated this skill in today's world, this will be an interesting look back at the traditional methods of productions, sort of a medieval version of how it's made. Andrea's demonstrations will provide a great chance to see and ask questions about how some of our favorite pieces of history were produced, including the 500-year-old linen jousting helmet liner on display at the museum. The museum is in Elma, Wisconsin. That's at 402 South 2nd Street, the Castle Rock Museum.
The concert band at St. Mary's University is going to be putting on a concert this Sunday afternoon beginning at 3 o'clock. Tickets are $10 for adults, $5 for students and seniors. Then there will be live Dixieland jazz being performed by the Gate City Jazz Band beginning at 6 o'clock Sunday night, and that's going to take place at Jefferson's Pub and Grill.
Wow.
And then tomorrow, for example, we go over, you're going to tell us what's on Art Beat.
And I forgot the name of the artist.
You're going to do, it's an encore presentation.
Uh-huh.
Buttons and...
Beat and Button Show.
Yep.
Yes.
Keep going.
Yep. Because that's coming up pretty soon, actually.
Yes.
And then on Wednesday's live feed, we've got Three Mississippi and Ditch Lilies, their concert from the Winona Arts Center this past weekend. Three Mississippi. A lot of people know Betsy Neal here in town. She's a part of that. And then Thursday on Culture Click, Betty Mae Fikes, since it's Women's History Month. Mm-hmm. And we just had... African-American History Month, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's a combination of those
Black
two.
History Month.
I know. It's just, you know, I try to be correct. sometimes.
Both are fine.
Okay. That's a two-parter. So okay. We have part two. And then on Wednesday, on Friday, we have the Jennifer Lickow Band and her Celtic concert that was at the Masonic Temple to round out our March month.
And Nathan Wardinsky will be hosting Hollywood, Minnesota Wednesday at 12:30.
There you go.
The look inside the film business from a Minnesota angle.
You got it.
If you have an event or your group has an event, your organization, what have you, feel free to use KQAL.org, and then in turn you'll be using these airwaves to promote your event. KQAL.org, click on calendar, scroll down, click on submit an event. I've got two to add that came over the weekend. I got to do that after the show.
And then call me if you want to be on the air.
There you go.
457. What's my number again?
5163.
Thank you. Wow, it's Monday. It really is Monday.
Thanks for listening to Don't You Know. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Don't You Know is produced by KQAL-FM to keep you up to date on the people, places, and events in and around Winona. Visit us online at kqal.org.
It is so a Monday. Anyhow, tmarket at winona.edu if you want to be on the air to promote your event. And again, kqal.org. Click on calendar to submit an event.